What happens when you have ECT? ECT is given in hospital and usually takes place in a set of rooms called the X suite. Occasionally, if this is unavailable or you have significant physical health problems, treatment might take place in another hospital with more medical support, or in an operating theater. Some people having ECT are inpatients in hospital, while others will have ECT as day patients. If you are a day patient, a named, responsible adult will have to accompany you to and from the ECT suite. An ECT suite should have a room where you can wait, a room where you have your treatment, and a room where you can recover properly before leaving. Qualified staff will look after you all the time you are there. They can help answer any questions or concerns you might have before you have the treatment. They will also help you with the process of waking up from the anesthetic and during the time straight after the treatment. Preparing for ECT in the days before your course of ECT is started, your doctor will arrange for some tests to make sure it is safe for you to have a general anesthetic. These may include a record of your heartbeat, ECG, and blood tests. You must not eat or drink anything for at least 6 hours before ECT, although you may be allowed to drink sips of water up to 2 hours beforehand. This is so you can have the anesthetic safely. If you would usually take medication during this time, ask the ECT team for advice on whether you should still do this. What happens on the day of your ECT treatment? If you are an inpatient, a member of staff will come with you to the ECT suite. They will know about your illness and can explain what is happening. Many ECT suites are happy for family members to stay in the waiting room while you have your treatment. You will be met by a member of the ECT staff, who will do routine physical checks, if they have not already been done. You will be asked before every treatment about your memory and how good it is. If you're having ECT voluntarily, staff will check that you're still willing to have it, and will ask if you have any further questions. When you're ready, the ECT staff will take you into the treatment area. The staff will connect monitoring equipment to measure your heart rate, blood pressure, oxygen levels and brain waves. You will be given oxygen to breathe through a mask. The anesthetist will give you an anesthetic through an injection into the back of your hand. What happens while you're asleep? While you're asleep, the anesthetist will give you a muscle relaxant and a mouth guard will be put in your mouth to protect your teeth. Two metal discs will be placed on your head. In bilateral ECT, one goes on each side of your head, while in unilateral ECT both go on the same side of your head. The ECT machine will deliver a series of brief electrical pulses for 3 to 8 seconds. This will result in a controlled fit which lasts for an average of 40 seconds and may last up to 120 seconds. Your body will stiffen and then there will be twitching, usually seen in your hands, feet and face. The muscle relaxant reduces how much your body moves. The dose of the electric pulses given is based on the amount needed and use of it. Your response will be monitored, and the dose adjusted as necessary. What happens when you wake up? The muscle relaxant will wear off within a couple of minutes. As you're starting to wake up, staff will take you through to the recovery area. Here, an experienced nurse will look after you until you're fully awake. The nurse will take your blood pressure and ask you simple questions to check how awake you are. There will be a small monitor on your finger to measure the oxygen in your blood. You may wake up with an oxygen mask. It can take a while to wake up fully and, at first, you might not know where you are. After half an hour or so, these effects should have worn off and you will be asked some simple questions to check this. Most ECT suites have a second area where you can sit and have a cup of tea or some other light refreshment. You will leave the ECT suite when your physical state is stable, and you feel ready to do so. The whole process usually takes about an hour. In the 24 hours after each treatment, You should not drink alcohol or sign any legal documents. You should have a responsible adult with you for 24 hours. How often and how many times is ECT given? ECT is usually given twice a week, with a few days in between each treatment. It can take several sessions before you notice an improvement. It is not possible to predict, in advance, how many treatments you will need. On average, you will receive 9 or 10 treatments in a course, although it is common to have more. If you have had no improvement at all after 6 treatments, your treatment plan will be reviewed with your doctor to discuss whether to continue or change the form of ECT. Your medical team will review your progress and any side effects, usually every week. You will be asked about your memory and it will be tested regularly. ECT will usually be stopped soon after you have made a full recovery, or if you say you don't want to have it anymore and are well enough to understand this decision. What happens after a course of ECT? ECT is one part of getting better. It should also help you to begin or restart other treatments or types of support. You will usually continue or start medication after ECT. This will help to maintain the improvements you have had from your ECT treatment. ECT can sometimes be continued to help stop you from getting unwell again. This is especially the case if you have previously relapsed after a course of ECT. This is known as continuation or maintenance ECT and is given less often, for example every 2 to 4 weeks. Talking therapies such as CBT and counseling can help you to work on any reasons for your depression and to develop ways of staying well. Changes in your day-to-day lifestyle can also be helpful. These include taking regular exercise, eating well, developing a regular sleep pattern, and using techniques like mindfulness and meditation. The ECT clinic or the psychiatrist who arranged the treatment will contact you to ask about your memory 2 months after your last treatment. If you're experiencing problems with your memory, you can ask to be referred to a neuropsychologist or memory assessment service for detailed testing.